Good evening, friends, and welcome to our Good Friday service here at Plains. We begin our service this evening with the choir reminding us of the lament and the grief of God's Old Testament people in exile and their inability to sing the songs of Zion in a foreign land. Throughout history, God's people are well acquainted with grief. And tonight we remember the most poignant and saving event of grief, Jesus on the cross. Throughout the season of Lent, we have been walking with Jesus to this moment. And as we walk with Jesus through life, we can't ignore this day, Good Friday. And so we come here tonight to remember not only Jesus' life, but the hour of his death. Tonight we are called to the cross and invited to consider how the cross shapes our lives, how the cross evokes our pain, and on Sunday, a cross that is met with God's power and God's presence. Our service tonight is a simple one as we listen to the last events of Jesus' life as told by the Gospel of Mark and from Psalm 22. And as we hear the story and as we sing the hymns, let us remember with grief and confession, the human responses to Jesus in Jesus' darkest hour. And may we receive God's saving grace and healing love in all the broken areas of our own lives. Join with me in prayer. O God, we come before you on this holy night to ponder and remember the full extent of your love that enters our world and goes to the cross in Jesus. And yet tonight, O Lord, we not only want to recall the past and hear stories from the scriptures, we want to experience your love and your touch again. We want to receive your forgiveness. We want to commit ourselves to being your faithful people in the here and now. So speak into our lives this hour, O God. Allow us to confess to you our shortcomings and failures through the journey of the disciples, but above all, lead us from here with hope and salvation and new life. We pray all this in the name of the crucified one, whom we follow as Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you. After they arrested Jesus, they took him to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There Peter sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him.
We heard him say, "I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days will build another, not made with hands."
Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus,
"Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?"
But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer.
"Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
"I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven."
"Why do we need any more witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?"
They all condemned him as worthy of death. Some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fist, and said, "Prophesy." And the guards took him and beat him.
Meanwhile, Peter was below in the courtyard, and one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him.
"You were with that Nazarene, Jesus."
"I don't know what you're talking about."
Later, when the servant girl saw him in the entrance, she said again to those standing around,
"This fellow is one of them."
"No, I am not."
After a while, those standing near said to Peter,
"Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean."
Peter began to call out curses, and he swore to them,
"I tell you, I don't know this man. I have no idea what you're talking about."
Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken to him, Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times. And Peter broke down and wept.
Very early in the morning, the chief priests, with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
Are you the king of the Jews?
You have said so.
The chief priests accused Jesus of many things. So again, Pilate asked him,
"Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of."
But Jesus made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did.
"Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?"
Pilate knew it was of self-interest that the chief priest had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead.
"What shall I do, then, with the one you call the king of the Jews?"
"Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Crucify him!"
"Why? What crime has he committed?"
"Crucify him!
Crucify him!"
Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him,
"Hail, King of the Jews!
Hail, King of the Jews!"
Again and again, they struck him on the head with a staff and spit at him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. But night, and I find no rest. Yet, you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you, our ancestors put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you, they cried out and were saved. In you, they trusted and were not put to shame. But I'm a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. "He trusts in the Lord," they say. "Let the Lord rescue him. Let God deliver him, since God delights in him."
A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced Simon to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but Jesus did not take it. And they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified Jesus. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews."
I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It is melted within me. My strength has dried up like a broken clay pot, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All of my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. Oh Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me.
They crucified two rebels with Jesus, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him.
So you who are going to destroy the temple and build it back up in 3 days, come down from the cross. Save yourself.
He saved others, but he can't save himself.
Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe.
So long and so much in your presence, so you.
At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish? Do not be far from me, for trouble is near and there is no one to help. Do not be far from me, O God.
When some of those standing near heard this, they said,
listen, he's calling Elijah.
Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink.
This is the King of the Jews?
Guess he couldn't save himself. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him.
Thank you.
With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion, who stood there in front of Jesus, saw how he died, he said,
"Surely this man was the Son of God." Some women who were watching from a distance, among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed Jesus and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. It was the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that Jesus was already dead. Summoning the centurion, Pilate asked the centurion if Jesus had already died. When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of a rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where Jesus was laid.
At the end of the Good Friday story, The women went home after seeing where Jesus' body had been laid to prepare for the Sabbath. We will also leave this place now and carry the events of this day with us as we prepare for what we know is coming on Sunday morning. And so, friends, go forth as God's loved and forgiven people. Wait in hope for the revelation of God's power and God's glory. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to make you stand without blemish in the presence of his glory, with rejoicing to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and majesty, power and authority, before all time, now and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace.